It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Light Tricks is the current exhibition at New Mexico State University's Art Gallery through March 2nd. University Art Gallery Director Marisa Sage and Educational Art Coordinator Karen Conley spoke with Emily Guerra about their Outsmart workshops connected to the exhibitions.
Every workshop is different, and what we do is we base the workshops on the current exhibition that is in the University Art Gallery. So whenever a new exhibition is set up and staged, I take a look at the artwork, the intent of the artwork, and then from that I derive the workshop, whether it be, you know, mosaics, painting, performance art. It could be a variety of things as long as it relates to an artist and that artist's work that is currently in the gallery.
Is it a one-day workshop or several days?
It's a one-day. It's held on Saturdays. Not every Saturday. Right now, they're the second Saturday of every month. We advertise it as 1 hour, but generally, if the students need extra time, we usually run a little bit over because the kids are having so much fun and, you know, they get to a point where they're really vested in the piece that they're making. So around 90 minutes.
What age group?
All ages come to the workshop. You'll have some students as young as 4 and, you know, teens. Not much older than 12 or 13. And usually what happens is sometimes we get a few adults, which actually is a lot of fun. And a lot of parents participate as well. So the dynamic's pretty interesting whenever we have a little variety of age.
So your first workshop was held February the 9th.
Yes.
And it's related to the exhibition, which is going on through March 2nd.
Right.
And that's Light Tricks. Marisa, would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, so Light Tricks is an exhibition which opened on January 26th and runs through March 2nd. And it is an exhibition by two Seattle-based artists, Julie Alpert and Andy Arkley. They're husband and wife. I call them a dynamic duo. They're installation artists, so they think about a space and they create site-specific works in that space. Julie's work is very much about childhood and color and nostalgia and play and shadow play trickery. And Annie's work is also about light, but music, graphic design. It's interactive, so it actually asks the viewer to play the pieces. The exhibition is called Light Tricks because they play with light, they play with color, they have fun. It's a little bit magical. It's actually one of our most fun exhibitions in the gallery. I would say since I've been there, it's just a really good time. The kids are loving it. We've had a bunch of school tours, and we actually have been reaching out to teachers in town to have them bring their kids' classes in, because it's such a good time.
So how do you reach out to the community? How do you bridge the community?
So a big part of what I do when I'm curating, so what a curator does is they go out and they look at art from all over the country, all over the United States, all over the world, and they take a look at artists' work and then they pieces together, right? So they ask one artist to give a piece for this show. They maybe come up with a theme. My concepts and what I'm really interested in for our community of Las Cruces is what's going on here socially. What are important values to our community, both on campus and off campus? And how can we bring artists into this community that can affect this community and this community can affect their work? And so whenever I'm curating, whenever I'm out there looking at artists, I'm looking at artists and thinking about artists that are specific to Las Cruces. So we've had water rights artists, right? So a big thing we speak a lot about in Las Cruces is drought or no drought, water. So we've had exhibitions about water. We've had exhibitions that are politically motivated. We've talked about the border wall. We've talked about what's going on in our Borderplex region. We're having our first exhibition in the brand new museum that's going to open in 2020. It's all about mothers and motherhood and the challenges, the excitement, the birth, right? We're building a brand new institution. So it's all about the beginning, and mothers are the beginning. And then I bring in artists that really want to get involved in the community. I'm very interested in social practice work. So people who are going out there and they're bringing the community into all things that they're creating. And like I said, creating things for a community, and the community helps them create the work. So I've created a lot of exhibitions where the Las Cruces community has to activate the exhibition in a way. They have to come in and they have to be part of what's happening in the gallery, soon to be museum, so that those works actually work. They happen based upon the community interacting. It will be called the University Art Museum currently. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll have someone who will name it.
You can listen to the entire interview with Emily Guerra, Karen Conley, and Marisa Sage at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way. Stay with us.